Now, I'm intrigued as well because the children's one, Maggot Moon, gets some really good write-ups as well.
Well, it's been nominated for various different awards, so it's causing quite a stir in that respect. It's quite a strange title, and it is a strange book in some ways, but it's also quite brilliant, I'd argue. So as I say, it's collecting awards. More and more people are reading it, and they rushed out the paperback edition because it was causing quite a stir. And it's also, strangely, being repackaged as an adult book, even though it was originally aimed at children aged 11 and over. It's getting a new cover, which will be out at the end of the month. So it's hoping to encourage adults to read it, which is what I would always encourage with children's books these days anyway, because they're fantastic.
Yeah.
The book is about a boy called Standish, and he has dyslexia. But he lives with his grandfather in a reimagined world of the 1950s, where people are living under a cruel dictatorship. Food is scarce, no one can be trusted, and Standish's parents have been arrested because they oppose the terrifying regime of the state. Standish's friend, Hector, disappears, and in his attempt to find him, Standish also seeks to bring down the oppressive forces of the motherland. Now, it's quite dark and sad, but it is also completely compelling. The writing is deceptively simplistic, and the chapters are incredibly short in some cases. But this means that you keep on reading. You just can't put it down. And once you've finished it, you want to pick it up and read it again. But if only to try and make sense of all the puzzling things that have happened. It is ingenious. And the author has written a number of books for children of different ages. And each of her stories is powerful and quite distinctive. But the other amazing thing about this author is that she's got dyslexia herself. And she struggled in her childhood. She was considered unintelligent, and no one helped her to read or understand or express herself through writing. And she was expelled from a number of schools as a result because she was considered a troublemaker. But now, obviously, she's proved herself a very successful author, and she's an ambassador for making dyslexia better understood in schools. And she sees dyslexia as a gift, not a handicap, and she's quite inspirational to hear talk about the subject. But this is a great book to introduce you to the reader, to the author, sorry, because it is so simple to read, but it's got so many different layers to it that you just find more and more as you go through the book and as you want to pick it up and try again.
God, that's two more to put on my list. I'm never going to get there. How do I read everything?
Well, this one actually is quite
take
a quick read.
Quickly.
Yeah, but you've got to go back to it, I think, because there's just so much in it.